And we're going to read this morning verses 15 to 21, Leviticus 23, 15 to 21.
首先我们继续看利未记23章，我们从15节念到21节。利未记23章第15节，你们要从安息日的次日献活捆为摇祭的那日算起，要满了7个安息日，到第7个安息日的次日，共计50天。 又要将新素祭献给耶和华，要从你们的住处取出细面，依法十分之二，加酵，烤成2个摇祭的饼，当作出熟之物献给耶和华。又要将一岁没有残疾的羊羔7只，公牛犊1只，公绵羊2只，和饼一同奉上。 这些与铜线的素祭和奠祭，要作为燔祭献给耶和华，就是做馨香的火祭献给耶和华。你们要献1只公山羊为赎罪祭，2只1岁的公绵羊羔为平安祭。祭司要把这些和出熟的麦子做的饼一同做摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇。 这是献与耶和华为圣物，归给祭司的。当这日，你们要宣告圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。这在你们的一切的住处，作为世世代代永远的定例。Now
last evening we were considering together the feasts which are associated with harvest time.
昨天晚上我们开始讲到跟收割有关系的几个节期。We
saw that there were three of these, the first of which was the Feast of Firstfruits.
我们讲到有3个节期跟他们的收成有关系的。第一个就是出熟节。The
second of these is the one that we've read about this morning. And it was called the Feast of Pentecost.
第二个就是我们今天早晨所看到的五旬节。And
last night I said that it came in the third month, which made it in the middle of the harvest.
昨天晚上我们讲到五旬节是在以色列人的那个用的律法的三月，那正是在收割的中期。The
word Pentecost is an interesting word. It means 50 days.
这个五旬这个字的意思就是50天。It
was in fact the number of days that were counted between the Feast of the First Fruits and this feast that we're thinking about today.
那就是从这个逾越节直到我们今天 所讲的这个五旬节中间是50天。The
50th day after the Feast of First Fruits was the Feast of Pentecost.
那就是出熟以后第50天就是五旬节。Now
50 days is 7 weeks plus 1 day, and so sometimes this feast was called the Feast of Weeks.
50天就是7个期。 加上一天，所以有的时候叫做七七节。Now,
the interesting thing about the Feast of Pentecost was that it came at the end of the barley harvest and the beginning of the wheat harvest.
这个五旬节啊，它是刚好在这个大麦收成结束的时候，也是在这个小麦的收成开始的时候。
In the Old Testament, it is given other names also. In Exodus 23, verse 16, it is called the Feast of Harvest.
在旧约里面，也有别的名称，在出埃及记23章16节，那里叫做收割节。
And in Numbers chapter 28, verse 26, It is called the Day of First Fruits.
在民数记二十八章二十六节，那就叫做收割初熟的日子。
But we must be careful not to confuse that name, Day of First Fruits, with what we were thinking about last night.
可是我们不要把这个民数记二十八章二十六节这里所讲的庄稼出熟的日子跟那个出熟节相混。
Also, the Feast of Pentecost was one of those occasions when all the men of Israel had to appear at the temple of the Lord.
同时，五旬节也是所有的以色列人都应该来到圣殿的所在的一个节期。
On the day of Pentecost, as you can see from verse 17 of Leviticus chapter 23, two baked loaves of new fine leavened flour were brought out of the dwellings and waved by the priest before the Lord.
那在刚才读的利未记二十三章十七节，说在五旬节的时候啊，每一个人要从自己的家里面拿出面来烤成两个很大的饼，当作摇祭，要带到耶和华的面前来。
And you can see also in these verses that we read together that they always brought offerings and sacrifices with them to remind them that they were accepted by God because of the death of the sacrificed animal.
我们从今天的经文里面也看见，他们在五旬节的时候来到神的面前，都要带上他们所献祭的祭物，表示他们蒙神所悦纳。
Two other things that we learned about the Feast of Pentecost was that it was a time of great joy. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16.
还有两件事情我们要知道的关于五旬节，就是五旬节是一个喜乐的日子，那是生命记第十六章十六节告诉我们的。
And we also learn from Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 24, that it was a time when the people experienced the fear of the Lord in their hearts.
从耶利米书第五章二十四节我们也可以看见，那也是百姓们敬畏耶和华的一个日子。
Now these are just some of the details about the Feast of Pentecost, and in your own study, you could find more about this feast.
那刚才我所讲的这一些就是关于五旬节的圣经的一些细节，你们自己读经的时候可以找到，可以读到，也许读到比我刚才所讲的更多。
But what I especially want to emphasize about the Feast of Pentecost is that it marked both the end of something and the beginning of something else. It was the end of the barley harvest. It was the beginning of the wheat harvest. So it was an end, and it was also a beginning.
但是我今天特别要在各位要强调的，就是五旬节是一个结束，也是一个开始，是大麦的收成的结束，是小麦收成的开始。
And this idea, these ideas help us to understand something of the meaning of Pentecost when we come to the New Testament.
那么把这个观念放在我们心中，当我们读到新约圣经时代的五旬节的时候，我们就知道五旬节又是一个结束的日子，又是一个新的开始的日子。
Let's turn now to the Acts of the Apostles, and we're going to read first of all in chapter 1, verses 1 to 8.
现在我们请打开新约圣经《使徒行传》第一章，我们要读一节到八节。《使徒行传》第一章第一节，提亚菲洛，我已经做了前书论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活地显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事， 耶稣和他们聚集的时候嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
I want you to notice in verse 3 it speaks of 40 days in which our Lord Jesus appeared to his disciples and spoke to them about the kingdom of God.
我要各位注意第三节，讲主耶稣基督复活以后40天之久向门徒显现。
Isn't it interesting that they didn't seem to understand what he was speaking about? Because in verse 6, they thought he was speaking about restoring the kingdom to Israel.
在第六节我们就可以看见耶稣所讲的话他们不懂，他们以为主耶稣要复兴以色列国在这个时候。
But he was not speaking about the kingdom for Israel. He was speaking about, verse 8, the coming of the Holy Spirit and the message of the gospel going into all the world, bringing men and women from every nation into God's kingdom.
耶稣要他们等候，他们不知道，以为耶稣要复兴以色列国。其实耶稣所讲的是圣灵降临。当圣灵降临以后，他们就得着能力到全世界向万民做见证，领他们来归向神。
He says in verse 8, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And when did this happen?
在第八节他说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就得到能力。什么时候圣灵降临呢？
Chapter 2 verse 1 tells us it was on the day of Pentecost.
在第二章第一节就告诉我们，那正是在五旬节那一天。
Which was of course the 50th day after the Feast of First Fruits, after Passover time.
五旬节这50天就是从逾越节那个初熟的日子开始算起的。
So between the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the coming of the Holy Spirit, there were 50 days.
所以在主耶稣基督的死复活一直到圣灵的降临，这个中间有50天之久。
Let's read verses 1 to 4 of chapter 2.
我们再来念第二章一节到四节，请我们同声念。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So on the day of Pentecost, that's the day of the feast which we're thinking about today, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以在这个五旬节的时候，就是他们要过这个50天的节期，这个五旬节的时候，圣灵就落在他们个人的身上。
Isn't this a wonderful thing? Jesus was crucified on the day of the Passover. He rose again from the dead on the day of first fruits. And the Holy Spirit came upon the church on the day of Pentecost.
你想这是不是很奇妙的事情？主耶稣基督的死就是在逾越节，主耶稣基督的复活就是在初熟节，圣灵的降临就是在五旬节。
This shows us that these feasts which we are studying from the Old Testament were all pointing forward to the greater things that would happen when Jesus came into the world.
所以这些就让我们看见在旧约时代以色列人所过的这些节期都是预表主耶稣基督他的事情， 当主耶稣基督来到，这些大事都发生在这些节期。
We know that when Peter preached the gospel on the day of Pentecost and in the days following, there were thousands of Jews converted.
那我们知道，当彼得在五旬节还有以后的日子站起来讲道的时候，有成千的百姓悔改得救。
I'm sure that part of the reason was that they were so impressed by what was happening, that God was doing these great things on their feast days.
我想这些百姓所以明白道理悔改，一部分的原因是因为他们已经看出来了，神叫这些事情都很奇妙的发生在他们所看为神圣的一些节期中间。
And this would help them with other things, this would help them to see that our Lord Jesus is the true Messiah.
那么这就可以帮助他们可以看出来，我们的主耶稣基督就是他们所盼望的真正的弥赛亚。
Now, for us who belong to the church, Pentecost is a great day.
对我们基督徒来讲，五旬节也是一个大日子。
I said already that Pentecost in the Old Testament was the end of something and the beginning of something else.
那么刚才我讲到五旬节的意义，它是一个旧的时代的结束，一个新的时代的开始，一件事情的结束也是一件事情的开始。
And we can think of the New Testament Pentecost in this way also.
所以我们也可以从这个意义来看新约时代的五旬节。
It was, if we think of it this way, it was the end of the great things that God was doing in his son Jesus.
我们可以说新约时代的使徒行传第二章所记的这个五旬节是神在他的儿子耶稣基督身上所行的一些奇妙的事情，到了五旬节就做了一个结束。
It was the last of the great events that began with Jesus' birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and the coming of the Holy Spirit as he had promised.
五旬节就是主耶稣基督来到世界上所发生的这一连串的大事的一个结束，主耶稣的降生，他在世界上的生平，他的死，他的复活，那么最后圣灵降临。
So it was the last great event in the drama of redemption.
可以说是神的一个救赎的这一幕剧的一个结束。
But in another way, it was only the beginning. It was the beginning of the great harvest of the gospel age.
但是从另外一方面来讲，这也是一个开始，是一个圣灵时代，是一个收割的大收成的一个时代的开始。
It was the beginning of the age when the Holy Spirit would be poured upon men and women in a new way.
也是圣灵要从用一个新的方式来浇灌男人、女人所有的人身上，开始一个新的时代的这个起头。
And we who have trusted in Jesus Christ.Have been included in this, for we have also received the gift of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
我们这些信靠耶稣基督的人，我们也是在这个时代里有份，因为我们也是蒙了圣灵的恩典，圣灵赐给我们，浇灌在我们身上。
So there are two great themes that I want us to think about as we think of Pentecost. The first this morning, and the second one this evening.
所以我要用两次的时间来讲这个五旬节，今天早晨还有今天晚上，我要讲两个主要的题目。
The first I'm going to call the Holy Spirit and the Church, the Holy Spirit bringing the Church to life in the world.
第一个今天早晨我要讲的题目就是圣灵与教会，圣灵怎么样使教会能够活起来。
And the second, I'm going to call the Holy Spirit in the individual or in the believer, and we'll think about that tonight.
那么第二个题目就是圣灵与信徒，圣灵与每一个信徒，个别的信徒，他的关系怎么样？ 圣灵怎么样在个别的信徒心里面做工，今天晚上我要讲。
So let's think about the first one, the Holy Spirit and the church. And I want you to notice verse 8 of chapter 1, the Holy Spirit was going to bring power so that the disciples would be Christ's witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria.
所以今天早晨我们特别要思想圣灵与教会。刚才我们读的《使徒行传》第一章第八节讲了圣灵给我们教会能力，圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就必得着能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做主的见证。
One way of thinking of this is to say that the Holy Spirit was going to make the church, the body of Christ, God's witness in the world from Pentecost on.
也可以这样说，圣灵就使教会成为基督的身体，并且做主耶稣基督的见证。从五旬节开始，乃就向全世界人做见证。
And I want us to think this morning of the church, the body of Christ, as being the completion of the way in which God has revealed Himself to the world.
我们也可以这样说，神向这个世界把他自己显示出来、启示出来。那么最后的一个启示就是教会。
Now, we're going to think about the great question, how does God reveal himself to men and women?
我们可以从头来思想，神怎么样向世人把他自己启示出来呢？
And we're going to answer that question in five ways.
可以说有五方面，从五方面把他自己启示出来。
The first way is that God speaks to men and women through the world he has made, through creation.
第一，是借着神所创造的万物，借着创造，借着大自然。
This is what we read in Romans chapter 1 and verse 19 and verse 20. Perhaps we could read these verses. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20.
那就是记载了罗马书第一章十九节二十节所讲的，也许我们可以读这两节的圣经，可以看见神怎么样借着他所造的万物把他自己启示出来，向人显明出来。罗马书第一章十九节，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可以知道的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Now in verse 20 here it says that God has spoken in this way since the creation of the world.
第二十节让我们看见，自从有这个世界以来，神就向人在讲话。
This means that when men and women look at the world, they ought to be able to see something of the power of God.
那意思就是说，当人看见神所创造的天地万物的时候，应该要想到神的大能。
When we look at the world, we learn some things about God.
当我们看这个自然界的时候，我们就知道了关于神的一些事情。
We learn something about his immense power.
我们可以知道神的无限的大能。
Some years ago, I became interested, a little interested in astronomy.
有些年以前，我对天文学发生了一点兴趣。
And I became fascinated by the distances between the stars and the planets.
我就研究，我就发现星与星之间呢，那个距离是那么远那么长，叫我觉得很惊奇。
I was fascinated to learn that a beam of light can travel at almost 200,000 miles a second.
那么我就研究就知道了，那个光线呢，一秒钟可以走 差不多二十万英里。
And also to learn that the light from the nearest star to the Earth takes over 4 years to reach the Earth.
那么我就发现，那个我就知道，那个光线以这么快的速度来走，可是从最近的星啊，那个星的光如果要走到地球上来让我们看见的话，要走四年。
In the northern hemisphere, in Britain, the sailors get their bearings by the pole star.
在北半球，这航行的人呢，航海的人，他们都可以看见北极星，那做他们航海的指标。
Perhaps in Taiwan, they guide by a different star.
也许在台湾，我们可以看别的星。
But the pole star that we use in the northern hemisphere is 450 light years away from the Earth.
那么北极星啊，离开我们地球有多远呢？有450个光年。就是光线如果从北极星要照到地球上来，让我们看见要有450年才看得到。
This means that if I were to look at that star tonight, the light that falls upon my eyes left that star 450 years ago.
那意思就是说，今天晚上你抬起头来看这个北极星呢，你所看见的北极星那个光啊，是450年以前发出来的光。
These distances are so large that we cannot begin to understand them.
所以这些宇宙间的这个空间的这个距离是这样的浩大，我简直不能够想象。
And so we can only worship God and praise Him for His amazing power.
所以我们只能够敬拜神，赞美神，因为神的大能力是这样的浩大。
But if we take not a telescope, but a microscope, and if we look into the world of the small living creatures, we see something equally wonderful.
但是如果我们不用望远镜来看这些星辰，我们用显微镜来看那些细菌、那些微生物，我们发现那些微生物的世界也是跟这些宇宙间星辰的一样的奇妙伟大。
And if we go further still down into the world of the atom, we discover a world no less wonderful.
那如果我们再进到那个原子里面去，我们发现一个原子里面就是一个宇宙，那更是奇妙。
Now in all of these things and in much more, God is speaking to men and revealing to them His power.
在所有这些事情，甚至更多的事情里面，神就是在跟人讲话，神就是让人向人显现他自己，启示他自己，让人明白神的大能。
It is sad that so many people do not see the way in which God has revealed Himself in the world.
很可惜，太多的人他们好像眼睛蒙蔽了、瞎了，他们看不见这宇宙间神的大能。
And Romans chapter 1, where we've been reading from, and in verse 20 says that such people are without excuse.
在罗马书第一章二十节说，叫人是无可推诿，就是说这样的人他是有责任的。
But God speaks to in another way, and this is the second way I want to share with you this morning.
那么这是第一，刚才我讲的神有五方面来向人启示显明他自己。第一就是借着他的创造，他所创造之物，他的创造自然界。那么第二就我现在要讲的，
He speaks to us within ourselves in our conscience.
神借着人的良心来对人讲话。
And we read about this also in Romans chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15. Let's look at these verses.
这个我们在也在罗马书里面看见，就是第二章十四节、十五节，让我们一同来看。很多人，他们愿意认识神，但是他们不愿意下功夫读圣经。
This is very sad because in the Bible, God has revealed Himself to us.
这是太可惜了，因为神就是借着圣经来向我们显明他自己。
Now the fourth way in which God has revealed himself to us is perhaps the greatest of them all.
那么第四个，神第四个方法把自己向人显明，也许是一个最要紧的一个。
And that is, he has revealed himself to us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是借着我们的主耶稣基督。
So we have creation and conscience and the Bible and now Jesus Christ.
所以我们就讲到，神借着什么向我们显现，向我们启示他自己的？第一是良心，第三是圣经，第四耶稣基督。
Last night we were thinking about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ which teaches us that he is God's Son.
昨天晚上我们讲到耶稣基督的复活，因为他的复活就让我们看见他是神的儿子。
And in Jesus Christ, we learn something about the love of God, the way in which God loves us and wishes to forgive us.
在耶稣基督里面，我们可以看见神的爱，看见神如何的爱我们，也看见我们如何的可以蒙神的拯救。
And the Bible teaches us that he is the way, and he is the truth, and he is the life, and we cannot come to God but by him.
圣经也告诉我们说，耶稣基督就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着耶稣基督，我们不能够到神的面前去。
When we look at the world in which we live, or when we listen to the voice of our conscience, we only understand a little about God.
当我们看神所创造的大自然，当我们省察我们自己的良心，我们对神有一些的认识，不过这些认识不够，很有限。But
when we read the Bible and when we come to our Lord Jesus Christ, we get a much fuller picture and understanding of what God is like.
但是当我们研究圣经，当我们接受了耶稣基督做我们的救主，我们对神的认识就清楚的多了。
Now these are four ways in which God reveals himself to men and women.
以上所讲的就是神向人启示，向人显明他自己的四个方法。
But what I really want to come to is the fifth way.
但是今天早上我要跟各位讲的是第五个方法。
What happened on the day of Pentecost is that God began to speak to men and women through his people, through his church.
那么第五个方法就是教会，神要借着教会向人讲话，把他自己向人显明出来。五旬节就是神的这个最后的启示，借着教会的启示的开始。
16, Jesus spoke about the church, and he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
在马太福音第16章， 主耶稣就讲到教会，主耶稣要说：“我要建立我的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”And
this is what happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, when 3,000 were saved. We have the beginning of the age of the church.
那么这个借着教会的启示，那么就是从五旬节开始，当五旬节的时候，圣灵降临，3000人悔改。
God speaking in a new way.
神就用借着一个新的方式向人讲话，
bringing Jews and Gentiles and making them one together in love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
神就把犹太人、外邦人把他们合在一起，让我们看见我们在主里面是一体，向人做见证。
Giving to those who trust Jesus the gift of the Holy Spirit within their hearts.
神就把那个圣灵的恩赐就给那些相信他的人。
Changing their lives and giving them power to witness.
改变他们的生命，给他们能力去为神做见证。
This was the great work of the Holy Spirit began on the day of Pentecost and continuing until now.
这就是圣灵的伟大的工作， 从五旬节那一天开始，一直到世界的末了。
This makes us feel very humble. It means that those of us who have come to Jesus belong to his body, we are members of his body, we are members of his church.
这就使我们每一个人都谦卑下来。我们这些信徒的人，我们不过是这个教会的一个肢体，一个部分。我们不过是基督的身体的一个部分。
And he wants us to play our part in being witnesses for Jesus in the world.
所以神要我们在这个世界上做他的肢体的一个部分，做他身体的一个小部分，来为他做见证，向世人讲话。
So that men and women who are not Christians will not only be able to see God's power in the world and hear his voice in their conscience.
所以叫那些没有信主的人不但是可以看见大自然界，看见神的能力，不但是从他们的良心里面能够感觉到神的公义。
Not only to read about God in the Bible and to learn about him in Christ,
不但是能够听见圣经的话语，神的福音，不但是可以接受耶稣基督做他们的救主，
but also to see in your life and to see in my life something of what God can do by his Spirit.
也能够从你，从我的生活上面可以看出来神如何的借着他的灵，圣灵所做的大功。
We should be able to show to men and women what it means to be born again.
所以我们应该能够向世人显明重生究竟是什么意义。
To show that God can change our lives and give us peace and joy and power.
让他们看见神如何的改变了我们的生命，给我们平安，给我们喜乐，给我们生活的能力。
And also to show by our love for one another that we belong to Jesus Christ.
也能够向他们显明我们彼此相爱，我们是主的儿女。
To show that we are truly one in love and in faith.
让他们看见我们是合而为一的，不但在信仰上合而为一，也是在爱心上合而为一。
And this is part of our witness to the world that we belong to Jesus Christ.
那么这就是我们向世人所做的见证，我们是属于耶稣基督的。
So this is part of the great message of Pentecost. It is the message of God witnessing to the world through his people.
所以这就是五旬节的意义，五旬节的信息，神要借着五旬节开始的教会的见证，要向世人讲话。
And we should be very glad and very humble that God has included us in his purpose.
我们应该非常的谦卑，非常的感恩，高兴，因为我们能够在神的这个救赎的计划里面有一点点的份。
May God bless this study to your hearts this morning.
愿神今天早上赐福我们所研究的。
I think some of you are smiling because of the shirt I have on tonight.
各位看见我今天晚上穿的衣服，你们都会好笑。
I thought that since I was enjoying the Chinese weather and the Chinese food, I might as well have a Chinese shirt.
因为我想，我既然来到台湾，享受了台湾的气候，台湾的食物，我也要享受台湾的衬衫。
I only wish I could put the language on as easily as I can put on this shirt.
我只盼望他，盼望我能够也讲中国话，跟我穿中国衣服一样的，这样自在。
Now this morning we were looking together at the Feast of Pentecost from Leviticus chapter 23, and tonight we're going to continue thinking about Pentecost.
今天早晨我们从利未记二十三章我们思想了五旬节，那么今天晚上我们继续的要思想五旬节。
As we've been studying these festivals together, we've been encouraged to learn the way in which they point forward to our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们研究这些节期的时候，我们很感谢主，那我们看见这些节期都是预表我们的主耶稣基督。
We have learned that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified at the time of the Passover. He rose from the dead on the day of the first fruits. And we learned this morning that the Holy Spirit came into the church on the day of Pentecost.
我们也这两天从查考我们知道，主耶稣基督就是在逾越节那一天为我们钉十字架，为我们死，就是在初熟节那一天复活啊，那么称为初熟的果子。圣灵也正是在五旬节那一天降临在教会。
And this morning we were thinking about the Holy Spirit and the church, and the church as a witness for God in the world.
今天早晨我们就思想到圣灵与教会的关系，就是神要借着教会向世人启示他自己。
Tonight we're going to think about the Holy Spirit again, and we're going to think about the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian.
今天晚上我们再一次要思想圣灵，我们要思想圣灵与个别的信徒的关系。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 18, we learn that God has poured out His Spirit upon all flesh, and so He has given His Spirit to us.
在《使徒行传》第二章十八节，我们看见神把他的灵浇灌凡有邪气的，所以圣灵是赐给我们每一个人的。
In John chapter 3 and verse 7, we learn that we enter God's kingdom by being born again, by being born of the Spirit.
在约翰福音第三章第七节，就让我们看见，我们进入神的国是从水和圣灵生的，所以我们是借着圣灵而重生。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, we learn that we have all been baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ.
在哥林多前书第十二章十三节，那里讲到，我们都是被一位圣灵所洗。
And these are some of the blessings that come through Pentecost.
这些就是我们借着五旬节所得到的一些祝福。
We're going to look first tonight at what our Lord Jesus Christ taught about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我们首先要看主耶稣怎么样讲到圣灵的来临。
Our Lord Jesus spoke about the Spirit who was going to be given to the disciples.
主耶稣讲到将要有圣灵来赐给门徒。
And this is what happened at Pentecost and is still happening.
这正是在五旬节所发生的事情，而且到现在也继续不断地在发生。
In the second part of John's Gospel, of the Gospel according to John, there are five passages in which our Lord Jesus speaks about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音的后面一半部，有五处地方主耶稣特别讲到圣灵他的来临。
We're going to look briefly at each of these five passages.
我们要简单地看一看这五处的经文。
The first of them is in John chapter 14 and verse 12.
头一处在第十四章十二节。
And we're going to read from verse 12 to verse 17.
我们从十二节要读到第十七节。约翰福音十四章十二节起，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Now in this passage, our Lord Jesus gives a very wonderful name to the Holy Spirit.
在这段经文里面，主耶稣基督给圣灵的一个名字是一个很奇妙的名字。
In verse 16, he calls him the Comforter or the Counselor.
在第十六节， 主耶稣称呼他为保惠师，或者说是训慰师。
This word counselor is a word which is very difficult to translate from the original language.
这个字是很难从原文把那个意思翻译出来的。
It was a word that was used in the law courts of someone who was called in to plead a cause when there were serious penalties involved.
这个字是当我们在法庭里面的时候，当一个人犯了很严重的罪，他被控告的时候，所用的这个字。
We would call him an advocate.
那么有一个人替他辩护，那个替他辩护那个人就是称为这个字保惠师。
Someone to stand alongside to give advice in difficult circumstances.
就是一个人，当你有困难的时候，他站在你的右边替你辩护的人。
Or another way in which the word might be used would be of someone who was able to speak to, say, a group of soldiers who were discouraged.
或者我们可以说用这样一个来描写，有一群的兵士，他们非常的灰心，有一个人在那里勉励他们，勉励他们的这个人就是称为训慰师。
And to be able to speak to those soldiers in such a way as to build up their morale and make them ready to fight.
那么跟他们讲话，使他们的这个士气再一次的鼓舞起来，能够有力量再去打仗。
Of course, the Holy Spirit does not come to make us fight, not in that sense.
当然，圣灵来不是叫我们去打仗的，不是这个意思。
But the idea is that he comes to make us brave and to make us strong.
但是这个意思就是说，圣灵来了，使我们勇敢，使我们强壮。
The idea is that the Holy Spirit comes to make us cope with difficult tasks that are set for us.
这意思就是说，圣灵来到，我们能够去面对神所交付给我们的那个艰困的工作。
Now, our Lord Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be another comforter.
主耶稣说圣灵是另外的一位保惠师。
In the original language, in Greek, there are two words for another. One which means another of the same kind, and a different word which means another of a different kind. Another of the same kind, another of a different kind.
我们知道新约圣经的原文是希腊文，这个另外的这个字啊，在希腊文有两个字，一个字呢是另外的同一类的东西，另外一个字是另外的，是不同类的东西，所以是两个不同的字。
Perhaps I can illustrate it this way. If we think of two of these metal chairs, we could say one and another of the same kind.
比如说我们做比方来说，我们讲这个贴的，我们做的这个贴椅子，我们说这是一张椅子，那是另外的一张椅子，这两个是同类的。
Or we might think of one of these metal chairs and that wooden stool over there, and so we would say one chair and another of a different kind.
那么如果我们说这张贴椅子，那边还有一张木头的椅子，所以我们说这是一张椅子，那是另外的一张椅子，我们就要用另外的一个那个字，另外，这是另外的一个另外字。
Now the word our Lord Jesus Christ uses of the Holy Spirit is another of the same kind.
而主耶稣所用的那个另外的一个保惠师，那个字啊，是同类的。
And what he meant was this: he had been a comforter to his disciples. The Holy Spirit would do the same thing for them as he had done.
那这个意思就是说，主耶稣基督他就是一个保惠师，一个安慰者，他已经安慰了他的门徒，训慰了他的门徒。那么现在神要差遣另外一位跟他一样的一位同类的来。训慰他们。
You think of the disciples and the times they went out to preach and to work, and they became discouraged and tired.
你可以思想那些当时的门徒，他们奉主的名去传道，那么这时候主耶稣快要离开他们，他们心里面很灰心，他们很疲倦。
When they felt discouraged, the Lord Jesus would say to them, "Come apart with me and rest a while."
当他们做工疲倦的时候，主耶稣会对他们说，你们到我这里来，劳苦担重担的人，我是你们的安息。
And he would minister to them, and he would revive them, and encourage them, and make them strong.
主耶稣能够安慰他们，能够鼓励他们，使他们再一次有力量起来做工。
You remember that on one occasion, Peter said, as he listened to Jesus speaking, he said, Though everybody forsake you,I will not forsake you, even if I have to die.
你记得有一次彼得对主耶稣说，众人虽然不认你，我就是为你死，我也不会不认你。
And although Jesus had to say to Peter, Peter, be careful, at least it shows us that Jesus had this strengthening effect upon his disciples.
你记得耶稣说，彼得你要小心，彼得他软弱，他会跌倒，主耶稣会加给他力量。
And so,The Lord Jesus says, as his disciples became afraid when he said he was going to leave them, he said, I am going to send you a comforter of the same kind as I have been.
所以当主耶稣告诉门徒他将要离开他们的时候，他们心里面很难过，很灰心。耶稣说，我要求父，父就另外再差遣一位保惠师跟我一样的来安慰你们。
It was not to be something different.It was to be the same kind of thing.
那么从他所用的这个另外的这个词来讲，是同类的，不是不一类的，就是跟主耶稣的完全是一样的。
The Holy Spirit was going to take the place of Jesus.
圣灵要来代替主耶稣基督做工。
And the Holy Spirit would minister strength to them as Jesus had done when he was with them.
圣灵要加给他们力量。好像主耶稣当时加给他们力量一样。
And this is very wonderful for us, for God has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit will make us strong in His service.
这对我们来讲是非常奇妙的，因为圣灵能够像主耶稣一样的赐给我们力量，叫我们坚强，能够侍奉主。
So the Holy Spirit who came at Pentecost and who is with us still in our hearts,makes us strong in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以五旬节圣灵降临来到我们心中，使我们强壮，有力量为主耶稣基督做工侍奉他。
Now when we look at these verses that we've read together, we can see at least three ways in which the Holy Spirit helps us.
当我们读到刚才的这些经文的时候，我们会发现最少有三方面圣灵加给我们力量。
Look at verse 12.
请你们看第十二节。
Jesus says, "You will do greater works than I have done."
耶稣说，你们要做比我所做的更大的事。
This seems difficult for us to understand.
这个我们也许很难了解。
But I believe what Jesus meant was that he was going to give to his disciples and to his people wider opportunities than he had taken.It is a very wonderful thing to consider that when our Lord Jesus Christ came to the world, he stayed largely within the little country of Palestine.
我们可以思想主耶稣在世的时候，他的活动的范围都不超过巴勒斯坦。
And although his works were mighty and marvelous, they were largely confined to that little land.
虽然主耶稣的工作是很奇妙，是很伟大。但是他所工作的范围就是在这个巴勒斯坦这一块地方之内。
But he was going to send his disciples out into all the world to preach the gospel to every country of the world.
但是他要差遣他的门徒到全世界，到各地方去传福音。
And I believe that is partly what he meant when he said, "Greater works than these shall you do."
所以我想，这是主耶稣讲你们要做比我做更大的事情的一部分的意义。
How could they do such great works?
门徒们怎么可能做这么大的工作呢？
How can we do great works in Christ's name?
我们怎么能够奉主耶稣的名做这么大的工作呢？
The answer is we can only do it through the power of the Holy Spirit who is given to us.
这答案是我们只有借着神所赐给我们住在我们的里面的圣灵就能够做。
The New Testament teaches us that we are the body of Christ.
圣经教训我们说，我们是基督的身体。
And we are entrusted with his work to do.
所以神把他的工作托付给我们去做。
But we cannot do it in our own strength.
但是我们用我们自己的力量，没有办法做。
We can only do it in the strength which the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, brings to us.
我们只有借着宝惠师圣灵所赐给我们的力量，我们才能做。
Now the second way in which the Holy Spirit helps us is found in verse 13.
那么第二方面，圣灵如何帮助我们，就是在第十三节。
It says, "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it."
那你说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
And this teaches us that the Holy Spirit helps us as we pray.
这就教训我们，当我们祷告的时候，圣灵帮助我们。
Now, at first, verse 13 seems a little puzzling. Whatever we ask, does it mean we can ask God for anything and He will do it for us?
十三节我们初初读起来的时候有一点迷惑，这里说无论求什么，真的吗？我们无论求什么神都要成就吗？
I'd like to tell you a story about a lady in Scotland.
那我跟各位讲到在苏格兰有一个老太太的故事。
She had a little cottage, a beautiful little cottage, and it was right beside a place where they mined for coal.
她住在乡下一个小房子，那她靠近一个煤矿。
Now, when they took the coal out of the mine, they also got a lot of ash.
那么当他们这个把煤矿从里面挖煤矿的时候啊，要从里面有很多的土啊要挖出来。
And this ash was no use, so they dumped it, and they dumped it, and they dumped it until they made a great big hill of useless ash.
那么他们把这些地里面所挖出来的这些土啊，就堆在他的门口，堆成一个小山。
And this great big ugly hill of ash.Was right behind the lady's cottage.
那么这一个小山就在她的屋子的后边，她很觉得讨厌。
The lady was reading the Bible and she read, "If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Be removed into the midst of the sea.'"
那么这个姊妹啊，她读圣经知道，你们的信心如果有芥菜种那么大一点了，你们就可以叫这个山呢移到海里面去。
And so one night she prayed that this mountain would be removed.
所以有天晚上她祷告，求神把这一座那个煤矿里面挖出来那个土堆成的山呢，移到海里面去。
And then next morning she opened the curtain and looked out.
那第二天早晨，她把门打开来，就看那个山有没有移啊。
And what did you see?
你看她看见什么？
The mountain was still there.
那个小山还在那里。
And so she said, "Oh, I thought so."
她说啊，我早就知道移不走的。
You see, God didn't answer that prayer.
好像神没有听他的祷告啊。
And I don't believe this verse means that God will give us just anything that we ask.
所以我不认为这一节圣经的意思，就是说你无论求哪一样的事情，神都要照着你的意思来成就。
I believe it means this though, that the Holy Spirit helps us to ask according to God's will.
我的意思就是说我所明白的。你们奉我的名无论求什么，乃是说被圣灵所感动无论求什么。
This is a very wonderful thing, and I believe it is taught us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26.
在罗马书第八章二十六节就这样讲。
This verse says, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us."
罗马书第八章二十六节就是说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
I want to tell you another story, a solemn story.
我要讲另外一个故事，一个很严肃的故事。
Some years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago, my father took ill.
大概几年以前，五六年以前，我的父亲生病了。
It was a very serious illness, and the doctor said he would die in about 6 months.
病得很重，医生说六个月之内他就要死。
Our first reaction was to say, "Let us pray that God will make my father."